hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're talking to you from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, right here in very sunny, 75-degree Central Texas, folks. It is believable or not believable, depending on where you're at in the country. If you got icicles on the end of your nose, it's the 10th day of January, and it's warm down here. It was 75 yesterday. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's probably a little bit cooler today, but no snowmen down here, folks. I've had a very, very interesting and very telling day. I'll get into more details about this, but a newfound friend of mine, Dick Mills, he's the national director for Ron Paul Friends USA, and he's been down here from Houston in Austin at the Sheraton for this two-day symposium. It's the sixth annual policy orientation for the Texas legislature. And you would not believe the people that were at this thing. By the way, their keynote speaker for today, after lunch, we all moved into the ballroom. And I had the, I guess you could call it pleasure or displeasure, of sitting and listening for about 20 minutes, Dr. Arthur Laffer's keynote address to the group. Now, you might ask, who is Dr. Arthur Laffer? Did anybody ever hear of the Laffer curve? Did anybody ever hear of supply-side economics, Ronald Reagan? Well, he was his economic advisor for 8 years. And all as he did was just install Council on Foreign Relations people all around him. I had to get up from that luncheon and leave because I was about ready. And I'm telling you, folks, the people that were in attendance of this, Texas State legislators, AT&T, Blue Cross, CenterPoint Energy, Dell, ExxonMobil, Farmers Insurance, Reliant Energy, Time Warner Cable, Union Pacific Railroad. Oh, it was just loaded with people. So Laffer gets up, tells the attendees that, well, inflation is in check, unemployment's under 5%, we're going to have a good year this year. I looked around the room, and I didn't see anybody standing and clapping. They were just all kind of sitting there out of quiet politeness, listening to the speaker. I would say 90% of the people sitting in that room bought his silver platter served up bowl. The guy that was sitting next to me that I had not really talked to, didn't know who I was, leaned over to me and he said, I think I'm going to start moving my stuff into hard assets. So I promptly gave him a card. That's what everybody was there to do, business, folks. And before the speaking engagement started, we had some people there that thought that they knew. Well, they knew very well what they knew. But the 10 people sitting at my table, I said, whatever you think you know, you don't know. They stopped eating and they started listening. And that's when, during this address by Mr. Laffer, of the inventor of the Laffer curve and supply-side economics, that's when he leaned over to me and he says, I think I'm going to start putting my money into assets. We'll be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Over here, freedom here. Send the word, never fear. Now that Ron Paul's running, the drums are drumming, the sound of freedom everywhere. Give a cheer, volunteer. We can win, let's begin, make it clear. It's not over until it's over. And we help Ron Paul keep freedom over here.
What America needs is a president who is truly independent of both major political parties. As president, Dr. Ron Paul will put big, bloated government on a diet. Ron Paul supports a return to the constitutional principle of limited government. He has pledged to secure our borders, end illegal immigration, and end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. Vote to keep America truly free, independent, and solvent. Vote for Ron Paul in the upcoming Republican primary. Political advertisement paid for individually by friends of Ron Paul.
How do you like that ad? That is a local radio ad that's playing in Houston, Texas. And who made that possible? Ron Paul Friends USA Network. Dick Mills, he's a national director. This is who I was talking to in Austin at the Sheraton this afternoon. Suited up and looking at people that didn't have a clue, that thought they knew. And they knew what they knew very well, but they didn't know anything. Am I starting to sound like Donald Rumsfeld? I mean, I dropped the bombshell on my little group that was sitting, about 10 of us at a table. I said, what are you guys going to be doing this year? Oh, well, I'm going to be doing this, and, you know, our company's in. I own this company, I'm going to be doing this. I said, no, you're not. Well, what do you mean I'm not? I said, have you been paying attention to the economy? And then they sat there and heard from Mr. Laffer, and he is that, a joke. They claim that Time Magazine said that Dr. Laffer was one of the century's greatest minds. And after I just had a few minutes speaking with these people, they hear Dr. Laffer saying, oh, inflation is in check. It's 3% or something like that. And while he's speaking, I said to the table, I said, no, inflation is running at 12%. And when Bernanke gets done with his rate cuts, I said, you're going to see inflation minimally in the first quarter at 15, maybe as high as 20% in the first quarter of this year. I wished I would have had 10 minutes in front of that crowd. Just 10 minutes. They wouldn't have been able to hold down the lunch that they were just sitting there just lapping it up. Oh, it was such an ambience. Corporate America. All the money. All the synergy. Well, as I looked through the list and all the panel sessions and everything that they had, oh, there's everybody in this group. Well, even John, I think his name is Tresavina. He's the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Well, of course, American corporations were there, and, well, don't you know that they need to maintain their corporate profits, and we need cheap labor? Yeah, I could sit there and look around this room and connect the dots. I didn't need any sound. All I needed to know who was in attendance and what the heck they were there for. They don't get it. I'm telling you, folks, 98% of these people in this country today do not know that they're headed down the NAFTA highway at about Mach 3 with their hair on fire, and they're getting ready to hit a brick wall. They don't know that. They don't understand it. The people that they work for, the people that they work for, yeah, they're not letting the cat out of the bag. Everything is just great. Keep grinding away, keep bringing in those profits, and don't worry, boys, there'll be a little slowdown this year, but we've got the inside track. We are going to do that. Was the overriding message at this useless gathering in Austin, Texas. The people that are in the know, that think that they know, that they absolutely know that they know. I had one guy, he was just so full of himself, and you meet him all the time. You know, they'll voice their opinion whether you want it or not. And he says, I know there's a lot of you Ron Paul supporters sitting at this table. There was only two, me and Dick. And he says, I don't want to talk about Ron Paul. And I just let that go for a few minutes. I looked across the table at this gentleman. And he said, hey, Ronnie. Got his attention. He looked across the table at me and I said, I don't know you well enough to say that you're wrong. And he immediately got the intent of that little bomb. I said, but Ronnie, you don't know what's making this engine go. You have your opinion. You've stated at this table, I'm a Republican. I was born a Republican. I'm going to die a Republican. I said, then you're going to die stupid. Don't be a fool. Oh, my goodness, folks. This was tantamount to allowing the bull in the china shop. I mean, look, but at any rate, let's move on with some other subject matter. Ron Paul, by the way, is going to be on the Fox News debates tonight on nationwide television. Do we have a canned applause? We got to get that in here. We always need canned applause. I've been wanting canned applause for 14 years. I will have it this year. That's right. Ron Paul is going to be on the Republican debate, national debate, tonight on Fox. I guess he met the criteria because he's one of the top five candidates now. And he should be the top one or second candidate. Because you know what, folks? They've been fixing it. They've been fixing the vote. I'm going to wait till the dust settles a little bit on this issue because I'll tell you what. I don't have a lot of time right now to trip over and amplify the mistakes that have already been made. We're setting our sights down the road a little bit. It's one thing to be going too fast, folks, and not see the curve when it's upon you. You know what I mean? We've all done that, haven't we? We've got into ourselves in positions sometimes going a little bit too quickly and not paying attention, lifting our head up to look a few more degrees up to see what's coming or what's coming at us. Or we need to be prepared. Well, we're not really prepared because we didn't look up. We got our heads buried in the sand here. Well, my friend was in complete agreement with me that we are behind the curve here. We are behind the eight ball. And that something has to change, and it has to change right now. No, I'm not going to give you the Obama change for change's sake speech. That is tantamount to jumping from the Titanic to the Lusitania. No, thank you. I'll stay right here and freeze to death if you don't mind. I'll have one more brandy and a cigar before I go down. Change. Change to what, folks? They're not talking about any substantive issues. They're touching upon all the things that are a problem in this country, but none of them has a solution to the problem, do they? Well, this weekend, if the tailwind is right here in Texas, and all things being equal, I will be seated with Mr. Paul this weekend, whether he's here in Texas or someplace in his country. Even if we have to fly to go see the guy, we're going to go do it. Because the campaign strategy and the people he has working for him right now, they're good people. I don't want an angry calls going, hey, this guy's on the air slamming you guys. He says you ain't doing a good job. No, they're doing a magnificent job. For the experience that they have, they're doing Herculean things. But we need Atlas here. We need Charles Atlas. So we're going to be talking about the big money betting on Ron Paul getting the presidency in this country and being elected the next president of this country, whether it is by the Republican Party or independent. I don't care. I don't care if we have to airlift the guy and drop him through the Capitol Dome. I don't care how it's done, but it will be done, folks. We all have the will to do it. We all know why, the reasons. The problem is 98% of the people in this country do not know why Ron Paul is the right guy for the job. Because he's had some glitches in his campaign. He's been excluded places. And the banners and the flag wavings and all the political rhetoric that's flying around and all the excitement and the giddiness and all of that is great. But sign and flag waving never got a person elected. There's three criteria for having a person elected to a public office. Organization, organization, organization. And that, we're going to bring in the better minds in the country. And I am telling you, I am sitting here and I'm telling you, in front of God and all his people, God is my witness. I swear on my mother and father's grave that the better minds involved in wanting to see Ron Paul elected will be gathered, and there will be a top-level meeting as to the strategy from this day out on how to get this guy in that little Oval Office in a sea of just absolute district of criminality in Washington, D.C. And here's something that people have not yet considered, that you get a man of the character of a Ron Paul as the bully pulpit for the spokesman for the people in this country. You watch how fast the Senate and the Congress of the United States is cleared out of people that do not understand, do not support, and do not represent the American people. It is going to happen faster than you have ever imagined. Because the better minds, the heretofore that thought there wasn't a chance in this country, you're going to see these people stepping forward and running for Congress and running for the Senate. Because the money that they so dearly have latched onto and that they love so much, well, we're going to bring the top money guy in, Ron Paul, to teach him a few lessons about economics. We'll be right back. A few more minutes on this.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. And I promise today, folks, I'm going to do that thing on Fox. By the way, I wanted to let you fine folks know this out here. And I know that you're all behind Ron Paul, and you want to do everything humanly possible to make sure that this guy is not frozen on any more debates. The Ron Paul camp is fully aware of the vote rigging. I talked to Bill Elifritz here, and his message to me, he talked to the Ron Paul campaign office. No more calls, please. They are well aware of the situation. The people can't do their jobs, and it's underscored here about 52 times. They got the message. They are fully aware of it. So please, no more calls to the Ron Paul campaign headquarters telling them about the vote fix. They're fully aware of it, okay? So please, they can't do their jobs over there because people are telling them the news they already know. So that's from the Ron Paul campaign headquarters. Let's go to the phones here. Chuck in San Antonio. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I know there's no shortage of people bashing Ron Paul in the media these days. One thing I would suggest, if you're angry and you'd like to call in, call the New Republic. I called yesterday and just had a polite conversation with the guy that wrote the story, and he said he's not supporting anyone because he's a
He's a white purple, what? Yeah, a white paper journalist, right?
Yeah, well, he's a journalist, and so, you know, he's not supporting anyone.
Mm.
But anyways, you can figure that one out for yourself. The guy here locally, I usually don't bash any other talk show hosts here. He's on one of these Christian stations in San Antonio. And if you'd rather I not mention his name, I won't.
No,
but
healthy criticism is one thing, and I think it's overplayed about bashing, that we cannot make a point without making it sound as if we're bashing somebody. I mean, constructive criticism is a good thing.
Well, this guy does not let a day go by that he doesn't call Ron Paul and his supporters crazy and, you know, brings up everybody.
All right, who is he? We're going to go burn him at the stake. No, I'm just joking.
And anyways, you know, the guy he's for is Huckabee, of course, because it's...
Of course.
What his name is Adam McManus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an afternoon show on KSLR, 6:30 a.m. And, you know, at first I could get on the air every once in a while, and he would pot me down, you know, turn down my volume after a couple of sentences and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, make it sound like he's having a conversation with me. But whenever I would mention anything, like he had mentioned Bloomberg today, maybe getting in the race, and he had mentioned the whole guy's whole background, except that he was in the CFR and, you know, donated a lot of money to the CFR. And they put me on hold for a while and then hang up on me. And then I called back and, you know, the guy is, I didn't even mention anything about Ron Paul then, but as soon as that call was finished, he started in on Ron Paul again. So if we've got anybody down here in San Antonio, I'm sure we do, some Ron Paul supporters, might be somebody good to, you know, give them a taste of the truth.
Well, and you can have fun with this. I mean, we've got a lot of creative minds out there. We've got a lot of people with, they might be unemployed.
Yeah.
They might have a little bit too much time on their hands right now, but we've got a lot of creative people out there. Let's make a game of it.
Sure, you know, I have health problems, so I've got some time on my hands.
There you go. You know, get a little group of people together, and, you know, let's have some fun at it. You know, I give an example from time to time. I did a radio interview, and it wasn't going their way. Not only was the talk show host of the show frustrated, they then brought in the station manager to get on a microphone, and then they brought in the station owner. There was three of them teaming up on me, and I stopped them all, and I said, look, gentlemen, the message that I'm trying to get out here, evidently you don't want to hear, and it's taking three of you to gang up on me and not to let what I have to say out. I said, now, I don't want your listeners for 1 second for them to believe that somehow you're complicit in holding back the truth or an opinion based in truth from your audience. Gentlemen, that's not what you're about, are you? Well, the station owner left. The station manager left. We were on the air for about another 5 minutes after that, but I was able to say exactly what I came on the air to say. And keep in mind that I was battling with this guy as a scheduled guest for 30 minutes trying to get my point out, and he wouldn't let me do it. By the time I finally had their A-team on board, and I finally put it to them, you're not afraid that your audience is going to hear the truth. You would never, as a radio station and responsible people on air for a public service, you wouldn't want to keep that out of their minds or out of their ears, would you? Well, they had no place to go but to let me talk for 5 minutes, and that was it. Interview concluded. But my point is that we can have some fun with this.
Oh, sure.
We can bring the creativity to bear. And you know, I would have a load of fun with this guy calling in as just, you know, just some guy down here in Texas. I'm out here on the ranch, and, you know, I've been watching this thing, and I've been scratching my head, and I'm not quite sure. But, and then put it across that, well, wait a minute, you know, we're bashing people here, but has anybody heard what they're talking about?
Certainly.
You know, I mean, there's ways to disarm them to get your message out. They may be smart enough or maybe dim-witted enough. I don't know. But you can. There's creative ways that you can get your message out. Let's have some fun with them.
I understand.
All right.
You have a good one. Like I say, anybody down here, you're probably familiar with Adam McManus. So.
Oh, yeah. I've heard his name before.
Yank his tail.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call. All right, we'll break. We'll be back. Good news, folks. Ron Paul, Fox Debates, national Republican debates tonight.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're back. Back to the phones, John in North Carolina. Hello, John.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Well, it's a popular name today.
I guess so.
I like saying that. Hi, John, how are you?
Absolutely, you and me both. John, I was just calling you. I wanted to sort of pick your brain on this because I understand the dilemma the campaign's in right now,
mm-hmm.
With the obvious fraud, but it's a sort of tricky decision. The problem is New Hampshire has a law that says they would have to file for a recount by tomorrow. So what do you think? What do you think is the best course of action here?
I would definitely ask for the recount just to stall them, and that would maybe put a chill. It's yet to be determined who is actually doing the flipping of the votes, whether it's planted people in the precincts that are doing it or whether it's higher up the food chain. But I'll tell you what would happen by filing that would put a chill on any further actions against Ron Paul's campaign. This is a felony. It is jailable. It is it's an egregious offense against the American people. And if they become aware that people are becoming aware and watching this, and to trace the evil one and the ne'er-do-wells from wherever they're doing this from and whomever they're doing it for, it might put a chilling effect, but I would say go ahead and file the complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. I know you said earlier in the show, you know, stop calling them. I can imagine that they're flooded.
They are, and believe me, they have gotten the message about 30,000 times.
That's sort of what I was figuring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just bringing it up because I'm really of that mindset. Because the problem is South Carolina, of course, is, as far as I understand, completely electronic. And if nothing is done now, what's to stop them from just continuing, mistakenly giving him zero votes in various districts?
Well, it's also had a chilling effect on the rest of the primary states, as, they're starting to ask the question of themselves. You know, apparently people are making up their minds already who's to be president. Now,
yeah.
I'm starting to hear this, and I'm going, wait a minute. This is January 10th. You know, I think the new president of the United States takes office January, a year from now.
That's right, yeah.
Now, the Electoral College deal in this country, when we have time to talk about that little fracas, but I'll tell you what, we have not been politically savvy. And I have been talking to a lot of people that have said that, look, people didn't even know how to become delegates for a candidate. We have been out of that loop so long that we're past being rusty. We have forgotten how to ride that bicycle. We have forgotten how to do it. So we have a long way to go and little time to get there. But, this is why I want to put the strategy meetings together with the best minds in this country. I've already gotten calls from states around the country that they were state coordinators for Ron Paul when he ran under the Libertarian ticket. There are some seasoned people out there that know the ins and the outs of the political machine. And one other thing that absolutely has to positively take place is he needs somebody strong to run his campaign.
And I agree.
And this has got to be done. And the well-moneyed people are sitting there with bated breath, but they're not willing and they're not ready to throw money in something that is so disorganized that they don't even know where their funds would go. And this is what they want to know. That's why I'm becoming involved in this, because I have the people that want to put the money into this. So the money is there. The people's will is there. Our job is to coordinate this thing and refine the message and hammer it ad nauseum to the generally dumb public out there. Campaigning is all about.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, that's what I've been saying to people. It's great that we have people talking about hard money, gold standard, and that's we need that.
Sure.
But I think also people watching Jay Leno, let's face it, John, I mean, how many of them know what that even means, gold standard? I think that when you say refining the message, we have to not dumb it down, but we have to be able to communicate it to the average person who really doesn't know anything about anything, frankly. So
they don't, and their attention span is about this short. The message resonates with the money people in this country that understand the situation, and they know they need Ron Paul in office. They understand it. You understand it. I understand it. The listeners to this radio program understand it. But we're talking about the people that don't understand.
Right.
You know, we can throw one of the grandest parties ever to slap each other on the back, but that's the choir.
Exactly. I'll make room for someone else. Close by saying, I do think Obama had the election stolen from him, but it doesn't really matter because I think he's a tool just like Hillary is. And the plan all along was to have he being Hillary's vice president. And so this, to me, demonstrates the fact that he conceded so quickly when it was really kind of obvious that he won up there in New Hampshire.
Well, and Barack Obama is not necessarily, I would not say he's a bad man, but
right.
I'll tell you, after he's defeated and Ron Paul is president, Mr. Barack Obama may not want to stick around in the U.S. Senate. He may want to go back to Kenya with his toothless mother and help the people in Kenya out. Because they're in a worse shape than we are right now. And
yeah.
I'm sure that they could probably use his advice over there.
Yeah. Well, if we don't get Ron Paul, it's going to be a... Well, I don't want to even think in that direction.
Ballot box to the cartridge box? Is that what you were going to say?
I don't know. It could have been.
Yeah. Well, if you read the Founding Fathers, their intent for this country, they painstakingly laid it out. If this government ever becomes non-representative to the people that they're supposed to be in representation of, it is our duty, it is our obligation to cast off that government and institute an honest government to govern the people of this country.
And it's so tragic that message has become almost, a pariah or criminal, because that's what John Locke wrote about. That's what our Constitution was based on, mm-hmm. in large part, John Locke's writings. Once the government becomes not, once it violates its contract with the people, the contract is then void. So it has to be replaced.
And any run-of-the-mill contract lawyer out there will tell you the very same thing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, thanks for taking my call, John.
Okay, John, thank you. Appreciate it. I am going to get into today, folks, and I promise you I will do this. I'm going to play that 9 minute and 57 clip over the employees exposing Fox News and their distortions. By the way, if you think that Fox News is excused that, we're going to include Ron Paul in this debate tonight because he meets the criteria, and don't think for a moment that your calls and your emails and your faxes and your calls to the advertisers on Fox News didn't do any good. It did. There's a lot of people sweating. I saw this on MSNBC. Joe Scarborough does a show, Morning Joe. And I forget the gentleman that was on. I can see his face. I'll think of his name here in a second. But he said, I'll tell you one thing that I've learned. You don't mess with Ron Paul supporters. Now, folks, if you decipher that message, and they are starting to get the idea that we are dead serious about change in this country, and not just change for change's sake, but a good, honest change with a good, honest man, this is starting to ripple. This is starting to ripple through this country. I mean, it's like a prairie grass fire. You ever seen how fast those move? By the time you feel the heat, it's too late. It moves rather quickly. So there's a lot of people sweating this. And don't think for one second that Michael Bloomberg, coming out with this announcement that he may be throwing his hat in the ring in March for the bid for the presidency as an independent, don't think for a minute that that has nothing to do with Ron Paul. That is the major consideration behind him running. I'm telling you, it's a prairie grass fire, and it's moving fast. Farrell in Austin. Hello, Farrell.
Oh, thank you, John, very much. Earlier today, someone had stumbled across something, and they brought it to my attention. It was on YouTube, a video called, Is This Fraud?
That has been, according to Black Box Voting, that was not necessarily legitimate.
Okay, well, there's a whole bunch of different testimonies by people that saw the same thing at slightly different times.
Well, that's according to Bev Harris now. Now,
I have carefully studied the data.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was some name swaps. They took the columns and numbers under the names and just moved them around. It shows that if that video is legitimate, Ron Paul had 38%. And there's a whole list of other things. I've been trying to get those numbers together, but things have kept coming up today. And as much as I pulled my hair out, I have not been able to get the final numbers together, you know, or reassemble what the initial numbers are according to the video. But Ron Paul had a definite 38%, and McCain was down like 2% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama, I think he had like 8% or something before they started moving the names around moving the columns around under the names. But basically, that's it. It rides on the legitimacy of that video. If we can confirm that it is legit, then we can pull other people's testimonies together. If we can find some computers that were shut off that still have those web pages saved on their hard drive,
mm-hmm.
we can bring Explorer up in offline mode and recall those web pages right off the hard drive.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it, and I'll talk to Bev Harris myself about this, and we'll stay on top of it, Farrell.
If people are dragging their feet, we need to get them out of the way. This is life and death. The whole world is depending on us.
We
need to confirm the information, and we can't wait.
Well, and you know, what you're expressing here is what all the campaigns are starting to feel. This is what the networks are starting to understand. That we're,
if Ron Paul's campaign is slowing down, we need to get the deadbeats out of the way. The guys that don't know what they're doing, don't understand what this fight is really about. We need to get them out of there.
Yeah.
You know, put them in a closet or something. I mean, get them out of there.
No, when you're let's make a clarification, Farrell. Who are you talking about? Who's these people?
Well, okay. I came in the middle of some conversations, and for example, if Ron Paul's campaign managers and stuff haven't a clue as to what they're doing.
Now, Farrell, let me stop you here, because that was one of the subjects that I talked with my friend Dick about this afternoon. You know, they're well-meaning people.
Understood.
The problem is that the responsibilities of that job have outstripped their capabilities. Now, what you do with these people is you don't throw them out on their ear, pat them on the head, and say, thanks, kid, now the big boys, the A-team is coming in. What these people... Farrell, hang on a second. Let me talk. I'm getting old here. When you interrupt my train of thought, I have to keep backtracking to remember what I was going to say. At any rate, understand this. That the people who are involved in Ron Paul campaign, they don't need to be thrown out on their ear, but the bigger guns do have to come in. And don't forget something, folks. This isn't just about one election. This isn't just about getting Ron Paul elected president of the United States for just one term and everything is okay. These are people that are going to become seasoned, battle-hardened politicos for future elections, okay? This is actually a training ground, and I don't want to be hard on anybody. I don't want to exclude anybody. I want to exalt and applaud everybody that's involved in this, but we've got to strategize a little bit, and we've got to pick a direction, and we've got to hit it hard, and we've got to hit it fast, and there is no time for error or mistake. But, you know, these people, don't be too hard on them, Farrell, because they are working their living hearts out for this guy, and they love him as much as we all do. But they're in training, and they'll continue to be taught the right way to do things and how to be. I mean, when you're swimming with sharks, you don't want to be bleeding, do you?
No, you got to have your chainmail on.
There you go. So that's the message that needs to resonate throughout everybody that's involved in this. We need all the boots on the ground that we possibly can have, but you know, it's showing some flaws here. I mean, even getting the delegates together, even organizing to do that. We've been out of the political game too long. We have forgotten how it works. And when you go up against people that aren't exactly honorable, and even in the vote counting, they're not honorable, you're working against some pretty heavy odds, and there is not one chance for a misstep. It's got to be done. It's got to be done hard and fast, but more importantly, the correct way. So let's not be too hard on the people out there that are working their buns off for Ron Paul.
Yes, that is very true. And these guys, a lot of them don't realize that they're against the resources of the Rockefellers, the United Nations, the international corporations, the Reserve. I mean, they would rather destroy this country than allow this country to thrive without them.
I'll tell you what, I polled a few people down at this Sheridan deal this afternoon. People I'd never met before. There was an Austin Chronicle writer that was there. And I asked him, I said, why do you think President Kennedy was killed? Scratched his head for a minute. And he says, well, I think it had something to do with finances, didn't it? And I said, oh, yes, yeah, you're right. I said, you should brush up on that a little bit. I said, my personal belief that John F. Kennedy, he made the wrong people angry. There was a military-industrial complex that he was getting ready to shut down. He didn't want to go to Vietnam. He didn't like what the bankers were doing to this country. His brother, which was attorney general, was real hard on organized crime in this country. And now what do we have? The greatest organization of criminals, both political, and these guys have traded in their guns for briefcases now. You know, a man can steal more money with a briefcase than he can with a gun. So there was many reasons why John F. Kennedy made people mad. But let's take this into the year 2008. How many people are afraid to their very souls that Ron Paul may become president of the United States. And you're right. You're right, Farrell. There's a whole lot of them right now that are looking at their ill-gotten gains and their criminal careers going up in smoke.
We're up against the people that created the Soviet Union, created Red China, created nations.
Yep.
You know, they shaped the Cold War. These are the people we are against. This is not a little game. This is for the survival of, this is the survival of not just the American culture, but the American people. I mean, they're going to genocide us if we fail.
And why do you think that so many people around the world are anxiously watching to see if Ron Paul gets the presidency here? What stake do they have if you're living in France or in Australia or in Canada? You know, I mean, come on, they got elections in their own countries. They've got their political hands full there. You have to ask yourself the question, why are they so interested to see Ron Paul make it to the Oval Office? There's a good reason for it, because they know. All right, hey, Farrell, thanks for your call.
Welcome.
All right. Take the break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. I am going to get into the Fox News stuff today. I promise you, folks. This demonstrates how bad the controlled media really, really is.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I just love. Not for the song. That was the World War II battle cry. And it does mention Yankees. So all you CSA people out there, don't get upset. We are going to have states' rights once again, okay? Santiago in New Mexico. Hello, Santiago.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
Well, you inspired me the last few days when you talked about rewatching Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on the old DVD player last night. My wife and I watched it. And I forgot Ron Paul was in that video.
Yes.
And I was wondering, you know, I'm going to be purchasing a bunch of those DVDs from you here shortly, probably a couple hundred of them, and canvass my neighborhood. And okay. I thought about putting one of those flyers together with Ron Paul along with the DVD. And I was wondering, is that an okay thing to do, or is that
yeah?
Okay?
Well, hey, look, you're an independent supporter out there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they've got all the kinds of rules and everything out there. But anyways, as far as I'm concerned, that is probably one of the biggest messages right there. It's to me, that is Ron Paul's message right there about you know, America, the taxes, how this whole thing came about, fighting the criminals.
And I'll tell you what I'll do, Santiago, when you make that order for those DVDs, what I will do is include one of the Ron Paul little leaflet things here. You've seen them. That they're about, 3.5 inches by 10 inches that has its glossy both sides. Okay. We'll send you out one of those for every DVD that you order, so you'll have a nice little package that you can present, okay?
Well, that would be fantastic. I thank you for that because I think that's probably the best way to get the message out and basically tell people what he's really about.
Well, you know, it is a roundabout, kind of a roundabout way, but you heard me on the program yesterday talking about the retired Williamson County deputy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a black guy that he had always voted Democrat, and by God, he was going to vote Democrat this time. I didn't waste any words. I just asked him if he'd do me a favor as a neighbor and a friend, watch this DVD, and I made a little joke, and I knew the guy well enough that he would take it. I said, this will turn you white, man. He just looked at me, gave me a little smile, and I didn't have to say anything to him. After he watched that DVD, it already had my Ron Paul yard signs, which, by the way, folks, I want to make mention of that. Don't let me forget, but he pointed to the sign in my yard. He just smiled. He didn't say anything about the DVD. My only response back from him was, I'm voting for your boy.
Well, I hope that works out here because I live in the military-industrial complex in the area that I'm at.
Well, and you know what? And you've got to, if I were you, I would download a few pages off the Internet or go to Ron Paul 2008 and get the information on how many military, current and ex-military are supporting the Ron Paul campaign.
Hmm.
That would be something as well I would put in my little package.
Great little idea.
There you go.
That's a good idea because, like I said, most of the people here are military. They work on super secret projects. The main response for what do you do for a living, they say, well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Uh-huh.
And they're serious. They're really serious out here about it.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, and I'll definitely be calling here in the next couple of days and order those.
All right, Santiago, we'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, you take good care, John.
Thank you, you too. All right, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll continue with the calls. I'll take Dan from Texas after the top of the hour break. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. One of the things that has dawned on me that if I might have to give up for a short amount of time my radio career. I will put that on hold to do what is necessary to get this guy elected. After doing it for 14 years, I could maybe use a little break of it. Maybe you folks out there would maybe like a little break from me as well. But who would care as long as Ron Paul is elected president, right? John who?
Since 19-